I'm telling you, it'll save your relationship. It'll make it strong when you lift your man up. And that's all we want, strong relationships. That's what we're trying to build. Have them strong, long-lasting relationships. Them strong relationships like Chris and Rihanna. What? What'd I say? That's a strong relationship right there. That's a strong, that's love. That's that Romeo and Juliet love. Shoot, you gotta be in love with somebody for him to give you an ass whooping like that, and you still dancing in his videos. And just... That's for real. Like, cause I know both of them. I do. I know Chris and Rihanna. And I tell you, like I told Chris, I said, look, there is no reason to ever, ever put your hands on a woman. We do not know what's going on in their relationship. We wasn't in their relationship. We don't know the people. We don't know what's going on in that car. Shoot, Rihanna, one of them island girls. She might have got out there and did that little duck tip thing and kicked Chris in the face. While he driving, he don't know. Chris don't know how to handle all that. He light skinned. He don't know what to do. So it's like, I ain't gonna say, like, I'm Chris Brown. Is not a bad person. He's not. He just got a bad publicist. He do, because he just been doing all the wrong things since that whole incident where Rihanna went down, ain't it? Just everything, he just do it wrong. Just the interviews, everything wrong. Like ever since that whole thing happened, every performance and music video Chris got, he in there doing karate. He got nunchucks and... What are you trying to prove, Chris? We know you can fight. We seen your work. It's a thing. Somebody, he just needed a man to pull him aside and say, that is not the way you conduct yourself. You know what I mean? But instead, the media attacked him. And the media turned him into this monster. And that's why I stood up for him. Because I think it was fair that they just wanted to say, oh, this young black man is a monster. We need to ban him. We need to boycott him. Well, if we're going to ban and boycott Chris Brown, then we need to ban and boycott every single entertainer that's ever been involved in domestic violence. It's true. All of them. Yeah, Tommy Lee. Yup. Yeah, Charlie Sheen. Oh, Charlie Sheen, it seemed like he get a new TV show every time he whoops somebody ass, don't he? Yeah, 2.5, 3.5, 4.5. Just be hanging them from the chandelier whooping their ass. Don't nobody say nothing. It's not fair. Like even y'all remember when Sean Penn and Madonna were married and he beat her with a baseball bat? Did nobody boycott I Am Sam? Y'all still went to see Milk, Fast Times, Ridgemont High, all of that. Wasn't nobody out there picketing over Sean Penn? And that's if you look at the police report, it said when they were married, Sean Penn beat Madonna for 9 hours. You know how mad you gotta be to beat somebody for 9 hours? Shoot, after 30 minutes, I'm over it. That's a 9-hour ass whooping. That's a full-time day at work, ain't it? Plus overtime. That just shows, though, how strong Madonna was. That's resilience right there. You imagine getting your ass whooped for 9 hours? Just stop, Sean. Sean, quit playing. I'm a material girl, Sean. Sean, like a bird, strike a pose. So we gonna be mad at Chris Brown. We got to be mad at everybody. It's true, because it ain't Chris' fault. I don't believe it's Chris' fault. He was cursed with the Brown last name. Think about it. Anybody with the last name Brown has been involved in some domestic violence. Chris Brown, Bobby Brown, James Brown, Jim Brown. Shoot, Charlie Brown probably whooped Snoopy's ass.